The Pope's departure comes as the largest Catholic diocese in the United States is struggling with recent revelations from newly released records about sexual abuse by priests. Now, the man in the middle of that scandal, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, will be among the cardinals who elect a successor to Pope Benedict. Latinos make up 70% of the Los Angeles Archdiocese. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports on their reaction to the Pope's resignation.
The Church of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels, in downtown Los Angeles was here nearly 200 years ago, when this was Mexico. And it's still mostly Latinos who go there. Socorro Hernandez was there praying with her friend Elizabeth Maldonado. She says, in her opinion, the church shouldn't choose popes who are on in years.
Por no decir viejitos, ¿verdad?
Hernandez says she doesn't want to use the word old, but thinks the Vatican could go younger with the next pope. Her friend, Elizabeth Maldonado, agrees, saying the responsibilities are too much for an old man. She talks about the stress of dealing with multiple sex abuse scandals. Here in L.A., parishioners of the Archdiocese are grappling with the release of documents outlining widespread clergy sex abuse. Both Hernandez and Maldonado say it makes them long for times past.
Juan Pablo II, ¿verdad? Juan Pablo II, sí.
They want the next pope to be more like the last pope, John Paul II, who they felt close to because of his travels to Latin America. Hernandez says with pride that Pope John Paul visited her country, Mexico, and Maldonado says he visited Guatemala too, and that's why they loved him. Verbum Dei is an all-boys Catholic school, a few miles south of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels. During a break, Latino staff say they never did connect to Pope Benedict. Lisette Bernal.
I mean, we have this huge plate in my kitchen, and it has Pope John Paul's face on it. There's that immigrant, Mexican, whatever you want to call it, connection that with this pope, it's just this pope in Vatican City that no one sees, can touch.
Oscar Rosa says he wants new blood in the papacy to keep young Catholics, especially Latinos, practicing.
I hope he's young. I hope he's a little more liberal. I think the church needs to connect a little bit more with us, especially, you know, kids from immigrant parents.
For Jesse Jovel, one way to connect would be for the new pope to deal first thing with sex abuse scandals.
This is a problem that the Catholic Church, I think, needs to address. And I think it's something that the world needs to see them address. It can't be something they just throw under the rug. All right, we got a new pope. We're going to do things differently now.
All three say sex abuse scandals and changes in the papacy can't shake their personal faith in Catholicism, a faith, they say, is centered on the social justice teachings of the Catholic Church.
The Latin American people have gotten used to thinking of the church as having defects.
Father Alan Figueroa Deck is the founder of the Academy of Catholic Hispanic Theologians and chair of Catholic Social Values at Loyola Marymount University.
Unfortunately, the faith was imposed by the Spaniards upon the native peoples from the beginning. Pope John Paul II apologized many times when he went to Latin America for that aspect of the church's history.
And Father Deck says Latinos will weather this papal change the way they've weathered so many of the church's ups and downs throughout history. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.